welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. Grateful to have you listening in with us today. Let me share just a quick verse with you. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1 and 2 says this, "Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling." It's an interesting passage that Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He talked quite a bit about the resurrection and how important the resurrection is to our faith, and that if Christ wasn't raised from the dead, then no one's raised from the dead. We've put our hope in someone who didn't raise from the dead. So he was defending the resurrection. But that also brings up the fact, then what about us? Do we become resurrected? And he goes on to talk at length there in chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians about that issue and how that what is mortal shall not inherit immortality, that there has to be a new body. But then he goes on here in the next letter to the church at Corinth, and he starts this conversation where he's starting to talk about the earthly tent that we live in is destroyed. He's talking about our body. You know, Paul was a tent maker, and he knew tents were temporary housing, usually transitional housing. And so he refers to us, our body, as a tent. They said it will one day be destroyed, that we have what we have is a building from God, an eternal home in heaven, which reminds you of what Jesus said. It says, I go to prepare a place for you. Remember, he was talking to his disciples and telling them that he was going to be leaving. And they, of course, were like, no, don't leave. And he's like, look, I'm going to prepare a place for you. That's the kind of language you got in that culture where, you know, a husband would go to prepare a place for his wife, that he would add on to the family home, or he would build something for them to live in. That's kind of the language that we have. And Paul then is communicating that very same thing, that what we have is a temporary tent that's perishing, and God is building us something eternal, a building in heaven. Then he goes on to say that, you know, while we live in this tent, we groan. We long to be in this heavenly dwelling. I think as a young man in my 20s, that didn't concern me at all. I had no thoughts of how soon could heaven get here, you know? But naturally, as I've aged and started to experience, you know, how the tent breaks down, if you will, it just becomes more and more on your mind, right? I think that's completely normal for anybody, that as they age, they start to realize, wow, I would really like to have a new body, right? And what wouldn't that be the incredible thing, to wake up one day and not feel any pain, to be able to see perfectly, to be able to run like you did when you were 15, or to be able to throw a ball, or to dance all night like you did in your 20s, or all those things that we kind of think about with our body. But Paul's actually referring to something even bigger here, that we will one day be with the Lord. A heavenly dwelling, that we're going to be with the Lord, is a bigger prize than just having a better body. But we feel it. We can feel it. We can feel the effects of the decay of sin in our life that tears our body down. For some people who've had pain, that they've been in physical pain for a long time, I'm sure that sounds really incredible. For others, maybe you're thinking that, hey, I don't want heaven to get here anytime soon. But Paul is communicating something about us and about faith, that we have to trust that God is doing something beyond here, that he's building something for us, that he is preparing for us, and that this earthly tent that we live in can't inherit that. That should be a great encouragement to all of us. You know, we talk about those kind of things usually at funerals, but do you think about it on a day-to-day basis, that God is preparing something better, that this is not all that there is? When we look around, there's more to it. And that's the challenge, that we would live for something bigger than just what is here. God, I pray that you help us to live that way. Help us to live out in faith and trusting in you and your provision for our future. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Just take a second and dwell on that and talk to God about it. And as you finish praying, just want you to know that we appreciate you. Till next time, God bless.